As other areas of the province deal with a rise in sextortion, and others being extorted while using escort services, the Dawson Creek Mirror looked to see if there was an increase in sextortion crimes, or attempts of them in Dawson Creek. RCMP in Prince George report a noticeable jump in reports of sextortion. Prince George RCMP are urging caution after noticing a jump in reports of sextortion. Between January and July 2022, we received 30 reports of the offense, more than 50% jump from the same period in 2021, say PGRCMP officials. The offense involves extorting money or sexual favors from someone by threatening to reveal evidence of their sexual activity. Of the incidents reported to police, many of the victims are young males in their teens and early 20s, said Corporal Jennifer Cooper with the PGRCMP. It can be very scary for someone who is being targeted like this, she adds. In Dawson Creek and area, RCMP say sextortion cases are currently less prevalent than southern areas of the province. We see these pop up every once in a while. I would not say we have seen an increase, says Dawson Creek Staff Sergeant Damon Werrell. Best advice would be to never share intimate photos with anyone, and certainly not over a social media app with someone that you have not actually met in person, Werrell adds. Cooper agrees in Prince George. We are urging the public to educate themselves on the dangers of sharing intimate images and videos of yourself online, particularly with people you have never met, she says in a release. Meanwhile, Surrey RCMP is cautioning members of the public following several instances involving individuals being drugged and robbed while utilizing online escort services throughout the region. Police have become aware of several instances of individuals hiring an escort online, meeting at pre-arranged locations across the Lower Mainland, being drugged and waking up to find their valuables stolen. RCMP offer the following tips to staying safe online and in the real world. Remember, everything online is instant, public and permanent. Don't accept friend requests or chat with people you don't know in real life. Use the platform's privacy settings to limit the information you broadcast on social media. Maintain continuity of all food or beverages you consume to ensure that they have not been spiked. Do not consume anything provided to you by the other person. Do not use drugs or alcohol that can impair your ability to keep yourself safe. Let a trusted person know where you are who can contact police should you not check in with them by a specified time. Police believe there are likely additional victims who are reluctant to make a police report. Police say if you are the victim of a sextortion scam, it is important that you stop all communication immediately with that person and do not give in to their demands. Deactivate the accounts that you are using to communicate with that person and, most importantly, reach out for help and report it. Call your local police and contact needhelpnow.ca and cybertip.ca for support. Editor at dcdn.ca.